All right, welcome everyone to the January 20th, 2026 meeting of the Central Business District Architectural Review Committee. First item is roll call. Ashley King, present. Robbie Hutchison, absent. Robbie Cangelosi, present. Miriam Salas, present. Robert Boyd, present. We have four members constituting a quorum. The second item on the agenda are the minutes of the Tuesday, December 16, 2025 meeting. Are there any comments or is there a motion?
Move to approve.
I second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, now we are moving on to the regular agenda. The first application is 716 Iberville Street. I just realized there's an error on the printed agenda starting the applications at 9:30. That actually should be 10.
Even you're not used to the new hour.
Everybody's confused. Okay, 716 Iberville Street. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Heather Cooper, AQ Studios, 1100 Poitras.
Great, thank you, staff.
This is an application for the detailed review of the renovation and fit house at a non-contributing rated 14-story commercial building.
Would the applicant like to make a presentation?
Yes, please. Right, so we're back after last month's meeting to discuss a couple of items. First and foremost, the storefront on the first floor. We're now looking at replacing all of the storefront and of course the garage doors that are on the right to the base isn't going to be a garage anymore. The restaurant and the hotel are going to share a lobby, which is that blue space in the middle. The hotel will have its own exit, but the primary entrance will be in that kind of left-hand middle bay, which really only comes into play when we start to talk about the awnings. But we're looking at kind of a typical storefront system. As you get up to the penthouse, we included the plan just so you can see kind of where our new openings will be at that level. But really, it makes the most sense to look at kind of all the openings in elevation. So we were looking at working with the base of the building and simplifying the new openings at the store, at the penthouse level. There is one kind of unique opening, which is the second bay from the right, where there will be a bar up at that terrace. They're looking to do kind of a bifold opening, but otherwise it's really fixed storefront and double doors. And then the other thing we adjusted was the mechanical screen. Some of the feedback was including more verticals in that to kind of work with the proportions of the building. And so you'll see that we kind of tied that in. From an awnings perspective, the owner's really looking to do a similar style to what's already there. So you'll have the kind of triangular fabric awnings at all of the openings except for that primary hotel and restaurant shared lobby entrance, which will have to kind of square it off. So it should create a cohesive look across that floor.
So when you say replace steel windows in kind of perpetual steel windows,
Right, we're looking at using Winco windows.
Okay.
So yeah, that will be upgraded too. They just won't be operable like they are now.
And what about awnings for the penthouse addition?
We're not currently looking at awnings at the penthouse. They're really looking for as much light coming into that event space as possible.
Are you worried about water
in
those doors?
Right, we'll work it out in the detailing of the flashing above those windows.
You've also changed that glass. You were using the steel frame windows up there on the penthouse. Now we're just back, what is that, just aluminum storefront?
We were looking at keeping it steel up there. So.
But just without the intermediate mullions?
Right.
I think it's good. And the ground floor? Are those going to be storefront, not event?
Yeah.
With the size of those full glass and being impact rated, is that going to have to get divided? Because that's usually the pushback that I get is that
yeah.
I
yeah,
can't
we might
have that
need
much.
Another vertical in between them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this old central bay, which used to be what, like a service entrance, yeah. Now it's just stuccoed off.
Yeah.
You're so not going to have an awning there?
Right. We could certainly have an awning there. I kind of went back and forth on whether it made sense to have an awning when there's not an opening. Mm-hmm. But certainly it kind of draws your eye to mm-hmm. a part of the facade that maybe you don't want your feet mm-hmm. up. It's just a solid wall. The riser comes in there, which is part of the reason we didn't add yeah. the storefront, because you wouldn't be able to build a whole look of the bay.
Yeah.
But I do imagine that maybe the owner will end up using that as some kind of like signage or branding opportunity.
Yeah, I was wondering, I mean, can that be recessed? Like that entire wall get recessed slightly.
Yeah,
it is. So,
yeah, like.
But it could go. It could probably go further.
Just so it's like it's almost in the same plane as the windows, and that way, like as a signage opportunity too, it kind of makes yeah. a little bit more.
Yeah, we could
sense.
Definitely look at that. I originally part of the reason I was infilling it is because it's inset like pretty far right now, mm-hmm. and I figured if there wasn't a door there, that it becomes a place that people might gather. But
oh, yeah, totally.
The depth
yeah,
that you're talking yeah. isn't wouldn't be that kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I mean it's just like that.
Right.
I'm not sure if this is a construction line and the model that printed weird, but you have a very hard vertical line, which I believe in plan corresponds to the existing wall of the riser, between the riser and the storage. But
yeah.
it reflects out. I'm imagining that when you, I don't know if you're fully building this wall, like behind the storage, the facade of the storage, but you shouldn't be able to see that much of a old and new line there, because it will be very...
I think it
right.
looks like
it's
a revenue
issue. Reality.
Yeah,
I think
it's
a
revenue
modeling.
Modeling. Yeah, so it's not intended to be...
Yes,
okay.
Right. So those were intended to be in plane with each other.
Yeah, and invisible gap.
I'm going to take... I have a set going out this week, and I've been catching lines like that all week.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm just like...
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I think it's a revenue modeling issue,
but... It's a beautiful
thing,
but it...
Right. Yeah, but...
It does.
Just make sure that you guys take the rest of it in one continuous surface.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, what about at that same sort of location about carrying sort of that water table and mulling over? Like, do we want to, does that want to sort of drop slightly so that the pilasters sort of remain?
Mm, that's what you're saying.
Mm. And so that's that, the, you know, so the pilasters continue reading and,
yeah.
you know, just sort of dropping that,
that's
or,
what I
mean, you know.
Yep.
Is there a photo of
yeah, dropping
recess?
That band.
There's a photo
like,
of that little recessed area right now, I believe.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, so it's almost like a still
this
or
right
something.
Here? Looking
yeah.
for recess
yeah.
here.
And do you have, do you include any reference? So you have two, four awnings are the same, the one that is in the shared lobby that is different, correct?
Right.
Is there any public comment? Oh, I had a question. Is this a tax credit project?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they signed off on this
already? Not yet. We're, our part one went in.
Okay. Do you have any indication from them about the idea of a rooftop addition?
Not yet.
Next,
the
is there
addition also as part of a CPC application just for Lord's Worth?
Because of height?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding 716 Iberville Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion?
I did have a question. In the existing Dickie Reynolds canopy, you have like a skirt. And every time I walk by there, I think it looks weird. Is it intended to maintain the historic canopy and then the skirt, or do you guys are going to do something different there?
I think they're going to get new ones. They're in some rough shape, but I think they like the style of what's there.
So they're going to put a new valence back under the canopy.
Yeah, because the canopy
yeah.
by itself is beautiful. And now you're going to have an opportunity of having a very close by blank wall. So I wonder if the signage can be...
If they can work. Change it to like a hanging blade sign or something.
Yeah. Or use a surface that is blank right now. It's just...
No, I agree. I think...
I mean,
it makes sense as a
signage. I know the canopy has nothing to do with the building. Like the style of the canopy is really not necessarily... inherent to this building, but now that the canopy is there, that skirt looks weird. So you're gonna coach the building.
Yeah,
Maybe it's an opportunity to make it better.
But
I know that he likes this kind of, so I had a conversation
with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He,
somehow he's very much in love with that kind of, because I remember talking about it when we went up
ahead. Would it not be possible to make it appear like the rest of the storefront, but sort of frost it out?
What's that?
We could look at that. The only part is where the riser goes in. I'm
yeah.
not sure it can go through.
Oh, you're talking about the center
like
bay?
Glass like that.
Yeah. Yeah, what I was talking about is like the skirt that is under the metal looking canopy.
Yeah, Miriam's talking about the valence under the canopy, the metal canopy.
Yeah,
so.
I just moved on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done that in a storefront system, but
okay.
instead of glass, it was an aluminum panel.
Yeah.
So the stamp vibes coming right out of the panel.
Yeah.
Looks fine.
If that's your preferred, yeah. I have no issue with that.
I look at
the,
yeah.
It's okay.
I do look at this little view of it. It's in here, and it's pretty bad, and I know it's
going
to get filled in, but it's just going to be the blank stucco wall, right?
Yeah.
And whether you have the canopy on or not, you also got the three lights above the canopy. I don't know, it's sort of like celebrating this kind of really dead space.
It's one of the middle bays.
Yeah.
It's not even a bay on the
yeah.
like, outer
right,
edge.
Right, right. I personally think it would be better if that could be filled in with glass, even if using, you know,
yeah.
metal panel where the stamp, where the Siamese connection comes
or intentionally
through.
Make it signage.
It like only has to be, but personally, that's what
I understand.
It would also create to coordinate all of the security lighting.
Well, yeah.
And cameras.
Yeah.
Once it's not a door, you don't need all of that, right?
Right.
Well, I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah.
So just make sure, because right now it's, you know, death by duck bite.
Yeah.
Could we go upstairs to the pool that's gotten added on the terrace? So
oh,
this
perfect.
Is a new raised pool. It's, you know, all the hand, the way it's situated, it's very, very noticeable, all
yeah.
the handrails. I'm not even sure, number one, that this even would meet code. So I'm not sure why the ramp is running the way it is running, but it is sort of like making the railings even more visible. Feels like maybe at the very least that could be flipped, but I'm not even sure if this pool does it have the clear space around it you need just for
safety.
You
need
5 feet.
Yeah.
Rescue.
Is it 3 feet? 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5 feet can't be ramping.
Yeah, it can.
It can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, for IBC it can. Yeah.
It has, just has to be. Someone has
it's,
to be able to access the
yeah.
5 feet around it to reach into a pool to rescue somebody.
Yeah. But if you've got railings on both sides of the
yeah.
ramp, then you can access
you can,
the pool.
Well,
yeah.
You can,
yeah.
So
this
the
is a challenge.
I ended up, I understand what you're saying. The reason I ended up on that configuration rather than the mirror that you're talking about,
uh-huh.
well, and it would have been helpful if I had shown it, but there you need a gate to get into that
sure.
rooftop equipment.
Yeah.
Although now that we have the penthouse setback. On the, which I actually forgot to mention that we had done
yes.
on the
mm-hmm.
what is that, Royal and Canal Street side, we might be able to access it from like off that storage,
mm-hmm.
and then you could flip the ramp so you minimize.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll still be up at that height, so you'll
mm-hmm.
see like more of the
yeah.
rail.
You don't have to have cable railing. I imagine you could do glass railing. With a
yeah,
handrail, and
with
I think that would be cleaner.
In the, like, kind of parking garage.
Yeah,
but if glass
I think the railing there will be very visible.
Mm-hmm.
So if
mm-hmm.
and I think
sure.
from a NPS sheet perspective, you're gonna have the same comment.
Sure.
Because every time that you do something close to the parapet, they ask you to have at least an offset of the parapet from the parapet edge. So consider that your pool is offset, but there's the railing. Don't see as much. They might, it may pass the criteria.
Yeah,
yeah,
and if it was like continuous height too, so it just
yeah.
sort of like it wasn't
it
like
hey,
yeah, like give
okay.
it highest point and then wrap it,
mm-hmm. okay,
which is also not bad because of you usually do away protection.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and extra protection in any regard at the roof isn't.
Yeah,
right.
It can
okay.
be very windy though.
We'll do that.
Cool.
Any other comments or is there a motion?
So this is for details, right? So Okay, let's sort of go through this. Starting, well, let's start with what we just talked about. So with the pool, we recommend changing to a glass railing at the ramps.
And study how you could sort of minimize the angled ramping on the edge,
yeah.
On the visibility of the angled ramping. Okay. That's what's bothering me.
Yeah. But I'm sure that if you pull, I mean, that's not, we shouldn't be designing for you, but if you give a little bit, you know how you have the steps going up?
Mm-hmm.
But that area between the edge of the step and the edge of the pool could get larger and it still feels as outdoor deck. So if you do that, you have maybe a space in which the ramp, those legs movement and it's more continuous, and so you see a continuous glass that is at the same height.
I get what you're saying.
So it has less legs to it. Mm-hmm. And then it's less of a ramp because you don't need to have a break at 12 feet, right? So you will have less landings.
Okay. Okay, so that still is within that same motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anything on the openings at the penthouse level?
Okay.
I think, is that what details to be reviewed at staff level?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving down to the ground floor new storefront openings. I'm just looking at adding sort of a vertical, a vertical element that's going to be needed for impact rating. So sort of looking at the placement of that.
Yeah.
Do we need to see that or if not?
Yes.
We do want to see those?
I think so.
Okay, see the placement of those vertical elements.
Yes.
At the center bay, just recess the wall slightly, or do we want to look at having a metal treatment to mimic?
I mean, it's sort of recessed right now a little bit, right?
The columns are already
in the existing plane. That's satisfactory. Just maybe sort of study that.
Okay. But at least lower the sort of the water table to
just,
more
just
of a sill height.
Yeah.
Similar to the existing openings. So that those pilasters can get expressed. And then do we want to add should an awning be added over that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It is blank, so and the awnings are not a continuous awning in the sense that you're still gonna get wet if you're really trying to get coverage. So I think the awning to a blank wall looks
odd.
Well, I think it would make sense if they do end up putting a storefront system there.
It should have an awning.
If they have storefront.
It should reflect the other bays.
Yeah, but if it maintains as a solid, blank solid.
Okay. Okay, pick a lane, whichever one it is.
Anything else?
What about the valance under the canopy? What do we decide
on
that?
It's existing. There's nothing we can, unless it changes, there's nothing we can do.
Well, it's a new design, so in the last page. Only designed to replace. So.
The awnings are all remaining, or are they going to be replaced?
They're going to be replaced.
So I don't know whether that balance is...
What's there.
So the design is not to, in the last page, you have awning design to replay, replicated. Never mind. I decided to be replaced.
And then Eleanor's comment about the lighting, security cameras, all over the place. You're going to try to study that, minimize
that.
Coordinated. Okay.
Understood.
It's particularly bad in that middle bay or that service bay.
It makes it very obvious.
You have a gas meter there too? Is that what I'm seeing? I guess so. Maybe above that door.
I think that's for the fire rising.
Or that just okay.
I think that's coming out of the rising.
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay.
So this is a dumb question. A fire pump is also the entry pump?
No.
Where's the entry pump?
So we're still working on with entity on whether or not it can stay in its existing, like under the street.
Okay.
Ice under the street.
But if we have to, we'll be adding a vault to the building.
Okay.
Oh my God, those vaults are tricky to coordinate one facade. Because you don't have a ton of rulers.
You get boxed in real quick.
Huh?
So you get boxed in real quick.
Great. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. So we have a motion by Miriam Salas. And a second by
Ashley
King All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. You're welcome.
See you next one.
Thank you. Happy to have a development.
At 10 a.m., right?
Yes, at 10.
Or yes. We're at 10. We've moved, 10.
We moved
to 10.
10 a.m. Yes, we will all get our deck coordinated. Just like security lights and cameras.
Sure.
Not clean up.
Okay, second item on the agenda, final glass sample review for proposed updates to the HDLC design guidelines for window tinting and reflectivity.
Yes.
Dennis.
So just a little brief background. This was for in response to the IBCC changes in code. In the event that we do get more applications that they're looking to use reflective glass or highly tinted glass to meet those requirements, hopefully we can have some standards that will say where it's too tinted or where it's too reflective within the districts. Basically, previously we've been looking at, we have two proposed values for the visible transmittance, which is the tinting, and the exterior VLR, which is like the reflectivity. And since then, thanks to Miriam, Guardian Glass has graciously donated some samples. So they're currently organized if we want to look at tinting and reflectivity separately. But these samples are here for you to evaluate. Basically, we've got more samples that kind of cluster around where we had set the kind of ideal minimum. But this way that you can see kind of lighter and darker and kind of see if we need to move the needle at all. And these can also be revisited, but basically just if we get applications, we'll have a better sense of what they're saying, what the differences are. They are fairly similar. Just start here. This is an example. We're currently saying that gray is kind of the only neutral gray is the only tinting color. But they do have a green, blue, there's a bronze. It's literally just like everyone.
This is a barometer.
Yeah. There's ultra clear, clear. And I cannot distinguish between these two, but. This is ultra clear and this is clear.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah, on the white.
But you can, honestly, we did all of the scenes with the mock-ups. It disappears when it's vertical somehow.
Yes.
The clear and the clear outside look very similar.
Yeah, they say for different qualities, you're supposed to put it like flat or otherwise you have the white behind it so you can start to see light coming through it. Obviously, a natural light.
Yeah.
It'll change in the different conditions.
For some perspective, just so you know, this one is significantly more expensive.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Is that like stone fire glass? Is that,
yeah, that's yeah. Like a tile.
To not have that like even oh, edge that green color at all.
Yeah.
Might just help to put this white under. If these guys are closer, you
yeah.
Can start to see.
That's hard to see on.
So that's kind of the line that you see here. So these would be too tinted, and these would be more acceptable.
And where's code right now?
Code doesn't have a particular one. It's about meeting their IECC requirements, and that comes as the building as a whole.
So the ICC, if you go like the easy choice, is that we heavily tint the glass, so that we are trying to define a balance that is not heavy tinted glass, but it meets.
It
is
very yeah. Subtle. Probably would be helpful to maybe prop them up. Black is
these,
also.
These are
no those are no-gos.
Okay. Yeah, these would be too tinted.
And these are borderline.
Yeah, those are our borderline. Just
and what
the
what's the ask right now from us?
We would like to keep it as minimally tinted as possible, while understanding that the tinting helps.
Some baselines, right?
Yeah, that's yeah. What we're creating baselines for the guidelines, so we have actual numbers to tell people that they cannot go below.
And y'all are feeling that these are a little still.
Those are pushing dark.
Dark,
but
okay.
They're not as bad, and that's where you start getting.
So
the
I only
perfectly fine
because you have so many that are acceptable. I would push. You have four that are pushing too much.
Yeah, at least those last two. I think.
Maybe
yeah.
One of the ones that is pushed too much. Just one, and keep the other ones.
And keep the other one.
Yeah.
So they want to move the line one over.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
No, she just.
No, you
like,
did it. You
she
did
already
it
moved it.
Oh, okay. So three and six where
yeah
because you have enough samples that are
I agree
considered okay
yeah.
Limited mm-hmm. To those why you for one that is more than I'm not
wrong. Yeah and how the IECC works is if we give them a baseline on what they
ooh,
can do with
that.
Their glazing they can make up for it in insulation in
yeah.
Any other way of being sustainable
correct.
So that's why we want a baseline so So this is our hard line, and they can use that to work off their other
So
items.
What happens is, like in a building, that's like what we did in residency, like, so glass, right? It's very hard to get it without
They just have the same
But at least
VT
it gives
value.
Us somewhere to
this
see.
This is the no, the reflective is different.
I think these were just the colors.
Should, the VT for those for 3 and 12 should be.
I think that one's also a good one.
48.
That's the
transmission.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the reflectivity of it.
That one's more reflective.
And so that's just the value for the light transmitting through it.
That's all we're looking at.
But it varies. It would be different for the tinting of it.
And what is this on, James? Because that looks dark.
Yeah, this is, I don't, where this.
This one was over here. That was just to kind of see the bronze.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a color one.
That would be way darker in tint.
Yeah.
I see all of those seven, like, on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe
like you said, if you have an all glazed building,
maybe we're willing to have one of the questionals in reserve, meaning in a case by case, don't make it part of their standard guideline, but in a case that you do have large openings, maybe you can consider as an exception, but not the
Those would come back to you guys for approval.
Correct.
If they need to go
but handy the sample.
Yeah.
And label it.
Okay,
like,
So I guess.
Babies. Yeah.
So I guess to write it in so that it's fair, so if there's a request for larger openings to meet the design intent, a different level of
reflectivity
can
on a case by case.
On a case by case, in order to meet. And we can do it about reflectivity. Because it looks like that is, I don't know if that is what sort of, where is it?
Well, it's the two things, right? It's the thing.
It's two separate things. So we still don't want one that's like this level with high reflectivity. So it's two different values.
And it can vary between them.
Yeah. So it was hard to get samples of both options without, you know, overlap.
So it looks like a shade coefficient of 0.25 or less.
What do we have for reflectivity?
So, and I see that over time.
Well, look at this was the,
Yeah.
This was the question mark.
It
all
also
of,
has.
Yeah, here's all of those that you have.
They just have to get reorganized a little for this, because they have different.
Yeah.
So our proposed maximum reflectivity is 19% at the moment.
And which one are these?
This one is 26.
So that would be a little high. Yeah.
These would all be okay in that one.
Yeah. This was the borderline.
Yeah. And this marker has borderline.
Yeah, that was the closest. These ones kind of are farther away from our kind of initial threshold, so it's a little harder. But
that's right. It was hard to find them that had both pieces of her samples, but we tried to separate the reflectivity from the tinting. So
and I'm sure that once you pin it down, guys,
so this
you can go back to him. He's the most helpful friend.
So
no, the
like
lady that came with all the samples was
50%.
She knew everything. Once you pin it down, to the ones that you want, I'm sure they can work on other cell samples.
0.23 or more. And then this still stays in the reflectivity of 19%.
Yes.
I think that's really fair.
Yeah. I think that the direction is fine.
So
which
one is
the 19%? You just said.
He said 19% is what's sort of in the
sample. So all of these are lower.
Even that.
And this is, again, going to affect large new construction more than anybody else.
Correct. It's not going to be in historic.
Yeah. Because they have that line. That's like if you're a historic building, you can get a write-off.
The whole reason for this is that like, I needed to change my project and it's new construction, but it was not meeting any
That's
standards.
Right. It is the really big new construction.
And like your project, too, was in a particular case where it's right across from the convention center and the bridge. There wasn't necessarily as much historic context.
Correct.
So I think that's where
and, it has
your review, if we got them, would kind of...
And in that project, we have to increase the wall insulation and the roof insulation.
So we will increase the minimum so that it includes more for the tinting. Maybe we'll set it like around 51, I think was the two sample was where we kind of landed.
What are you talking about on the reflection?
This is for tinting.
For tinting.
The initial review.
Okay.
And then for reflectivity, it seems like 20 or 19?
Yeah.
Do you want to just kind of keep
it
there?
Let's keep it at 19.
Because we're all here.
Yeah, all meeting.
Because 19 was the recommendation from the window.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, just 19, 20.
Because she said anything above that starts getting shiny, especially if you mix it with a higher tint.
Yeah.
Which was
we wouldn't recommend.
They have like an entire list of all their products and samples, and at these two levels, I think it was like 60 or 75% of the options were still usable.
Oh, okay.
So these guidelines wouldn't preclude them from like more than 50%. It should just be like the most tinted.
Yeah,
the most
and one thing is that, and I'm not sure how you guys feel about it. So this is very proprietary to this particular manufacturing, right? So I think that you can use it as a reference, but you're not mandating.
Yeah.
It can really confusing, right? literature from one vendor, how you make it more abstract. Like, think about it has to be public reading that is brand or manufacturer agnostic, it's very neutral.
Mm-hmm.
However, because you work with these people, you're using their spec somehow. So maybe it's baseline, not mandatory, or something like that.
Right.
So it's a disclaimer that you're not forcing people. Because I can get in trouble since
all of these will always ask for a sample.
Yeah.
We can see it because, like you said, different products will have different baselines.
Yeah. But I'm sure that EFCO would like to be considered, etc. Yeah. But they didn't do the homework, so maybe have some disclaimer like, although you're using this baseline that's proprietary, it should apply to other manufacturers.
So, are you going to make any reference to Guardian Glass in this?
We don't do that in the guidelines.
It's just
going to
be there.
So you're not using the spec that was included on the.
No, this was more just for like the values to see how those correspond to the
Then I'm less concerned.
Yeah.
I thought it was part of the spec that was enclosed on what you sent yesterday.
And it's also just so that they're in the guidelines, so someone like initially starting a project, they just know, okay, glass, we have to keep this in mind, just like in the same way of like clear glass.
Yeah.
That's what we typically just say is required. Mm-hmm. But now they have some guideline that they know that we can work with them, or they can try to just stay under that and just proceed as easily as possible. But otherwise,
and same for
the
us.
Stuff comes up.
Yeah, it helps us.
This is a sidebar question to this same thing. When you guys update one line item on the guidelines, does it get read? The guidelines is like an addendum that is published, a notification goes to everybody. How does that work?
So we did a comprehensive staff review and update of the design guidelines hope that we would be able to afford to update them and then have a series of public meetings regarding the proposed updates. But due to the budgetary constraints, we're not able to do that this year. So we're working on a smaller package potentially, sort of up in the air right now. The answer is it depends. If we have smaller changes, like when we did our solar panel updates, you know, we can ask our vendor to just update the document and it's no charge. So we could do that as a one-off with this. But we're working on a larger package, which we hope to fold this into. But if it looks like that's cost prohibitive and not possible, then we'll go with the one-off.
I got you. And maybe through the AIA, you host one meeting with like general updates from new guidelines or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there'll definitely be a lot of, there'll be a, neighborhood.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah, we made a production out of the solar panel one.
We didn't go out into the neighborhoods with that one. I think.
We went to all the solar companies, and there's not that many. So
updates like the comprehensive one we just finished, that would need to get shopped out, off campus and presented, but we're not there.
Gotcha.
But like this one's so technical, like we only affect
it would go over the heads of
many.
I mean, it goes over the head of many architects. Unfortunately.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh, this is a good reference.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I did the same thing.
Thank you, Dennis, for your hard work.
No, they're
great.
Awesome.
You guys
brought them all.
Was
so knowledgeable.
We don't need
emotion.
I think they're my favorite.